for Amron or any other radio questions that are not answered during this net or on the website. And to sign up for the Amron Intelligence Report via email, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Again, that is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. We are family friendly and want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Okay, the Amron net word of the week is to help you with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages. That's important for radio operators at all levels in times of emergency. The word is a Bible verse, and you do not have to repeat it at check-in if you choose not to. To save time, it is not open for discussion. Okay, get ready to write this down. It's a long one this week, okay? The net word of the week is 1 Thessalonians 5:3. I say that again. The net word of the week is 1 Thessalonians 5:3. I will spell that. It starts with a figure 1. And then it's THESSALONIANS. And figures 5:3. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. Hopefully I didn't say that too fast for you guys. You can spell it however you need to if you're writing it down and you can't write that fast. It's okay. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. All right, let's lighten it up a little bit. I'll go with the dad joke of the week. It is. It's kind of corny here. I had cheese, but no crackers. I was crack-a-lackin'. Oh, don't shoot the messenger. Okay, mom joke. We haven't had a mom joke in a while. So it is, cleaning with children in the house is like brushing your teeth while eating Oreos. And a little bit of radio trivia for the week. I usually like to throw something in there. This one is, radio waves possess the longest wavelengths in the electromagnetic spectrum, with lengths ranging from that of a football to larger than the planet Earth. Can you imagine that? Okay, you guys, you've put up with me long enough. The order of the net is as follows. First, I'll take announcements. Then we'll do check-ins. Then we'll give the online check-in confirmations as well as late check-ins and visitors. Then we'll do the Amron Intelligence Brief. It's pretty short this week. The Channel 3 Project. And then we'll close the net with any discussions or questions. So let's start with announcements. So let's do ladies first. Karen 359, are you there?
WRJX 359, Karen.
Well, hey there, Karen. You are loud and clear. Go ahead with your message.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there listening to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have lots of various discussions, topics of discussion. We support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX 359 Karen, back to net control.
Karen, thank you. Being part of that group is a really fun thing, and we get to talk about living here in Southern Oregon and all the things that come with it. Helpful for everyone. So thanks again. All right, let's go to the Illinois Valley. How about Craig 605? Do you copy?
WRPK 605.
There you go, Craig. I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Thank you. Connecting the community one radio at a time. IVARC, the Illinois Valley Amateur Radio Club. Education, community activities, and technical assistance. Meeting every second Tuesday, 6 p.m. at Wild River Pizza in Cave Junction. Monday night, 7 p.m. on GMRS 462600 PL 141.3. We have AMRON after that, AMRON FRS 3 and an AMRON MERS 3 project. On Wednesday night, 7 p.m., we have a ham simplex 146620. We are also going to be at the Jubilee Park. Come and see us on Labor Day, for the Labor Day weekend. More about us, IVARC.org is our webpage. IVARC.org at proton.me is our email. IVARC Facebook and IVARC Communication Hub on YouTube. Thank you, and back to the net.
Well, thank you, Craig, for all that information. And YouTube is about it. Sorry, I laughed. Okay, appreciate that from the Illinois Valley. Are there any other announcements? Please come now.